Art Yul Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London. Thursday, 2nd of Cheshvan, 27th of October. Rabbi Chaim Berman, Shlita. The incredible impact of our mitzvahs. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored jointly by family Max Grossnas, Lenishmas, Chai Reisel, Bas Michor, Rai Chole HaSholem. The Ziyatza was on the 28th of Tishri. And Lechoet Simchas of Mitzvah Shel Moishi Deikin, whose Bar Mitzvah was last Shabbos, Bereshis. Yerotzen Shizko Horovus Kenu Rav Nachas, Semenu Mekol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
Okay, fine. So, shkach to the Mr. Frankel and those who organized the shir for inviting me a second time. So the first time I came was almost exactly a year ago. People remember, I spoke about Rabbi Dr. Schoenfeld, and it was during the. It was during the fuel crisis, the national fuel crisis, and now I'm back again, and we're in this revolving door of chaos, or whatever it's called, of another national crisis. So I don't know how I'm supposed to interpret that. I get called to speak to Torah Way, the times of national crisis, but the first international crisis that the world faced apparently was in the Mabul, in the Doha Mabul, and it wasn't just. People that face this crisis, so you know, the animals as well were all destroyed, and the animals and the birds and not the fish. And so the question is, the basic question which the Mefarshim asks, the Pasuk says, the Vayara came, Hashem saw Esau's Vayin Nishchasa, the world was destroyed. It was perverted. Ki Yishchis Kol Basos Darkei Al Haaretz, because all flesh had perverted its way on the earth. And Rashi explains even the behemoth Chayva Oif Nizkakin L'Sheina Minon brings it from Bereishis Rabba that they started to pervert and be with different species. Everything was going all wrong, and so the Eibushter says, "Okay, finished." Now the question is that we know that the Eibushter is Kol is the Shofet Tzedek Kol Derach of Mishpat Kelemunah Ve'Ein Tzadik V'Yashahu. He's Tzadik, he's Yosha, Ein Ovel. Everything he does is just. So why is he punishing animals? I understand that people do aveiras, that's about Bechira, and we can choose to do things wrong. But the animals, what did they do? What did they choose to do? Why are they deserving of punishment? Why punish an animal? He's a Baal Chai, he's not a Baal Bechira. The Rambam says the only reason that we have Schava Einish is because we're Bali Bechira. If we would have that, it's the biggest raya that there is Bechira, says the Rambam. Because if there wouldn't be Bechira, it doesn't make sense to give Schava Einish if a person's not a Bechira. Well, you're punishing the thing, you didn't have a choice. You punish a baby for smashing a vase in a house. You didn't choose to do it, not punish a baby for such a thing. So why are the animals being punished for this? It doesn't seem to make sense. Shem Shofet Tzedek, what's going on? What's going on? So, you could say, because at the end of the day, they were mashchis, they did hishchis kol basos darkei al haaretz, but they didn't choose to do it, so it doesn't seem to stim. The Gemara indeed asked this question, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Ches Amad Aleph, Ve'yimach es kol ha'yokum asher al pnei kol ha'adama, Hashem destroys everything on the face of the earth, im adam chata, behema ma chata. If a person doesn't have ear, what do the animals do wrong? Now the Gemara there answers the question. It says there's a mashal, someone who makes a chasana for his son. And he gets everything ready, he books the simchal, he books the band, he lays out all the food is ready. And then the son, Nebuchadnezzar, is he going to keep the food, the hall, the simchal, the suda? No, he's gonna dispose of it. He doesn't need it anymore. So the Nimshal is understood, I think, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayochel, made the world as his Suda, as for his son. This is a purpose for being there, to bring him to this great Simcha of eventually Olam Haba. But if we mess up, and there's no purpose for having the world, so we just destroy the whole thing. But it doesn't quite, even that, so I understand why Hashem has to destroy everything, but still, V'rachamav al kol ma'asov. The Pasuk says that Hashem has rachmas and everything, so you're going to destroy the animals because you have no purpose for Adam. It doesn't seem to. Also, the question isn't fully answered. Why are you punishing the animals? They're not a bal bechira, and there's no more purpose for the world, but still, v'rechem aval kol ma'asov. So we have to understand what's going on, but that's question number one. Question number two. In Parashas Bereishis, so who gets punished first? The Nochosh, Adam, or Chava? What's the Seyd Advarim? Huh? The Nochosh gets punished first, correct, yeah? The Hashem speaks to Chava, he says, Vayim elikim elikim, isha ma'azisosis, what did you do? And then he turns to the Nochosh, and he gives a klala to the Nochosh. Then he turns to Chava and says, Elisha Amar Harba Arba Etzlinei. Then he turns to Adam and says, Kishamat Bekodishtecha B'Teich Min Eitz. So first the Nachash. So the first is the Nachash, and then it's Adam. But when by the Mabel, who gets punished first? So Rashi doesn't bring it, but this Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. Peronis the Mabel, the Onshim of the Mabel. Pasuk says, "Vayimach es kala yokum, asher al paneha adam." Hashem destroyed everything. May adam ad behema. So the Gemara darshans bereisha adam v'hada behema. First it's adam and then it's behema. So whatever the reason is that you're punishing animals, but in Parshas Bereishis it's the nochash first and then adam, and in Parshas Nach it's adam first and then the behema. What's the reason for the change in the seder? A third question. If we move way forward to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu is Emes LeYaakov, is the Amuda Emes, and he stands for Emes. So therefore we're left with a very basic question. The Chasam Sofer asked the question, if he's Emes, then how could he seemingly deceive Yitzchak? How could he do it? How would it have been possible?
Kibodim.
For Kibodim, but still, Isha Emes. So we know Rashi brings from the Gemara, Anoichi, Esav, Chayrecha, that he prevaricates and is able to Lishna de Mashma Betreyampi, he's able to say it in a way that can be interpreted in two ways. But even that highlights that Be'etzem, what he's doing is Nishtemes. So Nichtav Eliyahu, Rav Dassler explains, no, you have to understand what's Emes. What is Emes? We generally understand Emes is what is most correspondent to the verifiable reality. But Rav Dassler says that's a very superficial understanding of what Emes is. And there are riots for it. He says Emes is whatever is coherent with the Rotzen Hashem. So the Rotzen Hashem is to listen to his mother, to the Nevuah of his mother. So that is the Emes. That's what the Rotzen Hashem is. Well, you're going to say there's a Rotzen Hashem that's Nisht Emes. Ken Nisht Zayin. The Rotzen Hashem equals Emes. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to say something which is different from the way things are, Das is Emes. That was the Michtav Meliyahu. Yeah, so, but again, there are others that seem to say a similar thing, and there are riots for it, etc. But still, if that is the case, then why does he have to do a Lishta Demashta Mitre Ampa? If that's the Emes, then you don't need to start fanfitting yourself. Anuichi, Eisei Bechorecha, you don't need that. How could he do something, say something which was nishtames? The Chasam Sofer asked the question, not my question. Next question. Later on in Parashas Noach, Vayered Hashem Lirui Sesai, Hashem comes down to see Migdal Bolo, Migdal Hashem Bonu B'nei Adam. Hashem comes down, Vayered Hashem. Now that expression, Vayered Hashem, is obviously something needs, sorry, Chabio, Vayered Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't move anywhere, he doesn't come down anywhere, so. What does it mean? So the Unkelus, and you'll notice that in these parashiyos and elsewhere as well, Targum Unkelus, whenever there is a corporealization of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kav Yochel, that the Pesukim seem to refer to the Eibushta in some kind of physical terms, he explains it in a way where it's referring to the Shechina of Hashem, or we can understand it in what the way the Pesukim really mean. In this context, the Yerid Hashem, it says, it's Gali Hashem. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu was in Nisgala. So of course it doesn't mean Hashem actually descended. The Rambam in Moira, he says it elsewhere as well. V'yiskala kvod, he never speaks about Hashem appearing. V'yiroi Hashem, he always speaks of V'yiskala kvod Hashem. The kavod of Hashem appears, not the Eibushta itself. So the Rambam in Moira Chelik Aleph, that's where he emphasizes all the psukim that seems to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anthropomorphical terms. And he explains there, by Yirid Hashem means Hashem came down to, because the people were on such a low level. Now obviously he didn't move, but to be Messiachis to them, it was a certain, you read that these people, so the Anshei HaShofel, they were low, because they'd been doing Averis in the Dar Flava. But then, if that's pshat, then what are you going to say, Vayirid Hashem al HaSinai? Ma'amot HaSinai. So, that you could answer with the Gra, Vilna Gaon, that Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking the Torah and giving it to Klal Yisrael was Be'etzem and a Yerida. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Raisa is Chad, the Torah is a pristine, unbelievable, unfathomable thing, and the Malachi Ashar says, don't give it to Bnei Adam. The Medrash says, "V'tashlechem esaret." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Torah and gives it to Klal Yisrael. It's better than a Yerida. And then we're expected to use the Torah and Paskin. And even Paskin Negin L'Rotz Nashem Kaveyochel, as if we could say such a thing in Gemara Brachas Daf Mem, Daf Nun Tes. Yeah? That Leba Shomayim He, even Sabasko comes out, we ignore. It's better some form of Yerida, so perhaps that's the Vayirid Hashem V'Hasinai, and you could triumph at the Rambam. But still, what I want, I'm leaving the question as a question, we're coming back to answer it with the Sforno, later on. But what does it mean Vayirid Hashem? As Stammer, as an Agav, is an interesting idea. Why these anthropomorphic terms in the Torah? Chas V'Shalom, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that we should stay away from his statements, that we're not allowed to think or believe that the Eibishter has some kind of physical form, so why does the Torah use so many? Rabbi Avigdor Miller explains a beautiful sefer called Shari Ora, a stunning sefer, if you can learn from it, read from it. Shari Ora, anyone heard of this sefer? Yes. It's the Vadim of Rabbi Avigdor Miller, at the end of each Maimah, it's got practical Kabbalah, it's beautiful, beautiful Torah there, and he explains there that the Eibishter wants so much to have a kesher with us that he uses physical terminology to relate to himself, because otherwise, how can we relate to the Eibishter? We can only relate to someone on a personal level if we have an experience of that person or a personal experience with which we can connect to and associate with. But of the divine and the infinite, we have no sense, perception, experience. So he used human terms about himself so that we could kaveyochel as we have relationships with people, we can relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's mitzamtzem himself and theologically problematic terms in order that we could develop this kesher with him. Incredible idea. But what is Vayirid Hashem? So what is this idea of Vayirid Hashem? So I've given the Onkelos, the Rambam, and Moira. I want to give a different answer from the Sforno. And finally, which is related to that point, but Ben Sora and Moira, Yorod HaTorah LeSeif Datli. Eventually he's going to go and the last Mesabriya, so even now he's stealing Atarti Mabosal, so we he's Nidon and Hashem Sefer. Yorod HaTorah LeSeif Datli. The Torah goes to that, to his the depths of his, wasn't Yorod HaTorah LeSeif Datli. Okay, so let's go back and let's start now, halfway through, and start answering the questions. So, the title of this shiur is the incredible impact of our mitzvahs, and there are so many different aspects and avenues to go down when exploring this topic, and all we need really, we have to start with this Mishnah in Ovos that says, Yofa shal achas, that the one mitzvah is incredible, even more than all of Olam Haba, and that just says it all really. But I want to investigate a number of different ways in which the Torah we learn and the mitzvahs we do impact us as people and impact the world around us and impact Shemayim. So the Gemara says in Eruvin that when you make an Eruv by using bread or matzah, say you're making a Eruv Tuchumim or a Eruv Chaseiros, so you've used your bread and you've left it there in the cupboard, then it's a mitzvah then to eventually use that bread and eat from that bread. Make a bracha on the bread and use it for a Suddah. Why? Because Kivin Dis Avid Mitzvah Achas, this Avid Be Mitzvah Achrisa. Since you've used this chefetz, this item for a mitzvah, then use it for another one. It's become infused with kedusha. You've given the chefetz kedusha. So use it for it's a skula, I guess, to use it for another mitzvah. The Torah explains, it says that what do you do with the hadassim when it's finished? And we've got all these eitzes, you wrap it up and double bag it or put it in your green bin, whatever. It says the Torah, you use your hadassim, you should use it for besamim. Yeah, it doesn't bring us about burning it on Erev Pesach. We use it for that for besamim, because kiddush desavibi mitzvah chadi mitzvah. You use it for another one. It's not a chayf. It's not the same chayf. Hadasim after sukkah is not the same hadasim. Hazmona milsa. When you're building a shul, when does it get kedusha? When you designate the plot, hanochas even apina. When does it get the kedusha of a basic knesset that you're not allowed to speak to our betelim? You're not allowed to eat in it if it's not built on Sinai, that you're not allowed to eat in, that you are allowed to eat in it. So when does it get kedusha? What's the answer? When you use it, first time you use it, we hold hazman alav milsa. When you amaz min a chifetz, it doesn't get kedusha. Yet, same thing with the talis. When you make a talis, it doesn't yet have kedusha. First time you put on the talis, first time you go into the shul and use it for what a shul is designated for, then it gets its kedusha. That means that the process of using an item, of using a building for a mitzvah changes it, it infuses it with kedusha. It's a whole new status. That's the koyach of our mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is yadua that he would use the siddur of his father. And the siddur of his father for many years had been obviously used for many, many years. And it was tatty. It was tatty, it was well worn, and it was, you know. And if Reb Chaim would have wanted, and I'm sure many people would have attempted, publishers would have been running to give to him siddur. And you get a picture of Reb Chaim using your siddur. That's good. That's very useful. Yeah. But they didn't. He wanted to use the tatty siddur of his father. The tatty siddur of the tata. Why? So the answer is, and he said, thank you very much. But the siddur that was used by my tata, the stipler, the ala kedushas, ala tefillas, was given. Yeah? It's a different siddur. Chayfetz, I'm just bringing that story after the Gemara's to illustrate that when we do a mitzvah with an item, it's ma'ala the chayfetz. The mitzvahs that we do, it's not just a fachuk and azach and it's gone. It changes the world around us. It changes the chayfetz we do a mitzvah, and not even speaking about ourselves. So the Mesillas are showing Perik Aleph. If a person is drawn after the urges and pleasures of the world and he's distanced from the Eivishtar, he knew miskalkel, he gets destroyed himself. He brings down the world around him. He exercises control. And he cleaves to the Eivishtar. And he uses in the world what is necessary for his physical subsistence. Who misaleh, he is elevated. And he brings the entire world up around him as well. The mitzvahs that we do bring up the world. It's an existential effect. So the Beis Halevi addresses this question. Why are the animals being punished? And he explains it's not really a punishment. He explains the Beis Halevi. Every yid is connected by virtue of his high neshama to the world around us. Yeah, if you learn well in Volozhin, Reb Chaim Volozhin would say, if you learn, the Bocher was learned good in Volozhin, and the Friar in Paris starts being Shomer Shabbos. Yeah? We're connected to the world around us in a physical way and in a mystical way as well. So when we do Averus, we pollute, we create a spiritual pollution in the world around us. It's an incredible thing, the Beis Halevi. Yeah, Beis Halevi is brisk, yeah? And the Beis Halevi says, and give you that context of the thing he's about to say. And he says, you can go to certain Medina, which are lokui in a certain Avera. They have a certain taiva for us, for it didn't explain what. You have a certain taiva for a certain thing, let's say Radifa Sakovat or Radifa Samotman, yeah? And you go there, and you spend some time there, you feel it. It's nirgash. He says, this is Hagam, that it doesn't open by Seichel, we don't understand such a thing through reason, but you can feel such a thing. You go to a place where they have their lockery in a certain thing, and you feel it, because it's infused in the environment when we say, the mitzvahs we do, and the Averis, it's poil in our environment. You also feel it. Well, that's how he explains what's going on with the animals. It's not really a punishment. It's a mitzvah. That when we do a mitzvah, it brings up the entire world. Who misaleh va'olam misaleh imoy? Like the Mesillas Yesharim says. Beis Halevi explains, according to the same idea, brings it from Azoya, that when the Dor HaMabul did these terrible hashchasa and they perverted their ways, then they created a spiritual kilkul, a spiritual pollution in the ganze Welt that there was no tikkun for. The Eibishter says, I have to clear away this chasana, we're going to have to start again, because the food's gone rotten. It's not a punishment, but the animals, they couldn't be fixed now. We have to start again. The animals have been polluted by the Averas of Neom. The problem was not the Averas, quote-unquote, the animals did, because that wasn't an Avera. It was the fact that they were doing those Averas through the chatoim of people. Nefesh HaChaim says it in many places. It's the whole Yisod of Nefesh HaChaim. It's the Gadlus HaAdam, that every machshava, word of Torah that we contemplate and verbalize, incredible. Roichev Shomayim Bezrekha, the Eibishter is. Roichev Shomayim Bezrekha, through your assistance, the Eibishter is. Roichev Bezrekhaim. Yeah? Chaya Oilam, not a Bisichenu. The Chaya Oilam! These are all just, he brings it from Zohar, etc., but this is only the Derech Tzachus that Nefesh HaChaim says. The Chaya Oilam, the world, upper world, not a Bisichenu. We have within our koyach to affect Chaya Oilam, not a. Planted within us to affect the upper worlds. That's how he explains this idea of the Kabbalah of Hishtalshelus Olamis. Hishtalshelus, Miloshin Shalshelus, which is a Shalshelus, is a chain. That when we do an action or a thought down here, it has this chain reaction in Shemaim all the way up there. And Nefesh HaChaim, Koyach, the same idea based on Evi. There's Koyach, an incredible impact of our mitzvahs. So Zechatel Sofer explains that the same question we asked regarding Yaakov Avinu, how could Yaakov Avinu do it? Yaakov Avinu, Amad Emes, he says, what was he wearing at the time? Esav's clothes. The big day Esav HaChamudim. Yeah? You're wearing Esav's clothes, those clothes. The siddur of the stipe was infused with the Kedusha, so the clothes of Esav are infused with the middah of Esav. So once he was wearing those clothes, they could be mashpia on him that he was able to do such a thing. Again, it's not an avet, it's what he had to do, but that's what gave him the ability. If he was without that, he might not have even been able to something like that. But it can affect us. We affect our environment, and it affects us too. That's the Chasam Sofer in Drashas. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel. Yeah, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel in Eretz Yisrael. Great Gaon, I think we've heard of him. Gaon, Mekubal, Talmud Chacham, was once asked regarding a bed that was used for Averis. So the couple were chayav b'tshuva, and they can continue to use the bed that was used for Averis. What was the question? The answer is, you use it for tikkunim, that's Faket, you're being chayav b'tshuva now. So it's the highest thing now. You can be mesakein everything that was done before with that maisa. But you see, al kaponim, that without that, we affect our environment, and it can come back. And on the contrary, even when we mess up, we can be mesakein it with the idea. So we've now explained a few of our questions, why the animals were punished. They weren't actually punished. It was a metzias that they created. Why were the animals punished second? So this is the Vilna Gaon. By the Nachash, who was the cause of the Avera? The Nachash. The Nachash was punished first. That's why the Nachash is spoken to first. In Parashas Noach, Ve'gevein the Goyrem, Adam Gevein the Goyrem, Umameila, Koidem Adam, says Gemara Bracha Samech Aleph, V'hada Behema. No, it depends who's the Goyrem, where it comes from, what's the Seva, what's the Shemesh. What's that?
How was he the Goyrem?
Adam was a goyim. Because Adam messed up and he caused this spiritual pollution, and therefore the animals was mashed hysterical, as the Beis Halevi says. Adam started it off, he created the spiritual kilkul, and that's what gave the animals the ability to be mashed their way as well. And it all came from, he was the goyim. It all came back to him. And we've also explained the question of how Yaakov Avinu could deviate as well from his words. Now, we're going to have to move quickly. So, there's another idea. Chasam Sofer asked a question. Why is it that Avram Avinu is called Avram Oyavi? We don't find that by Chanoch. We don't find that by Noach. Avram is loved by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ki Yitzav es Beisav es Banav Acharav Lishvasham Derech Hashem. Because he invests in those around him that they will pass on the Derech Hashem. The Mefarshim in many places, various Mefarshim, explain the incredible power of making a hashpah to others, to our children, to our Talmidim, to our Chaverim. that when we cause others to grow in the avodas Hashem, to be mischazik in whatever inyan, then that is not only a nice thing to do, it's a chizuk, it's a beinan l'chaver thing. It's attributed to us as well. We get a chelik in every ma'aser tov that follows. Now this is what Chasam Sofer explains, that Avraham Avinu invested his koichas into building the people around him. Yeah, he had thousands of talmidim. Noach, that wasn't his avodah. And therefore Avraham was oyavi. I'll read you a lashon of the Malbim in Yeshua Aleph Aleph. And he's explaining why it's Moshe Avdi Meis. Yeah, we read in the Haftarah. Moshe Avdi Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu Meis. Why is it called Eved Hashem? He's not Eved anymore. Moshe Avdi Meis is not an Eved anymore. He's Nifta. Why is that? That's what the Malbim is dealing with. And he explains because he had so many times. One of Klai saw Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, his chosim continued because of his Talmidim. Even though he's finished it. And those Masan Tovim that they do is attributed to him. I'll read you an incredible line of the Malbim. Ha'avoida ha'masmedas b'sibosai. Avoida Hashem that continues through your instigation, through your inspiration, through your dedication to your Talmidim and your friends. Gam achrei mosu tikrei al shemoi. And that, even after your death, that is still kori al shemecha. That is still attributed to you as well. Malbim says it there, he says it three times in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph. The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed says it in Sefer Chaim Sadas as well, but I'll read you what he says in Avos Chesed. How great is it a person does chesed with those around him? That in Shemayim they consider everything that he did as attributed to him. So if a person is able to sort someone out, he gives someone a seed fund to start a business endeavor, and the person goes off and he's mefarnes his family from this business endeavor, the makabel, etc., and then he's mefarnes other people, and he becomes a balstocker. Everything is attributed. Yeah, he, the original guy, the new thing, has a chelik in everything that follows as well. He has a chelik in everything that goes. It's the best investment, really is chesed. And he continues chas v'shalom, and the opposite as well. We see this idea too of the investing in people, relationships, building people and talmidim can have a huge result. Now, about five years ago, when I learned it in that room over there, on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara in Gittin of the Churban brings that Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman on the time of Bnei Brak. What's Pshat, the Bnei Bonov of Haman? Learning Torah Bnei Brak, Vikanes Zayin, Azazach. So he explains, Benayal, Ben Ishchai, explains an incredible thing. That Haman, Sof Kol Sof, he wants to be Mashmid Larry, Harig, everyone. At the end of the day, he calls Klai Yisrael to an tremendous chizuk. Incredible idea. Amazing chizuk, yeah? Kimu, Kiblu, Yehudim, this all happened b'schus Haman. Okay, he's not going to be rewarded. It's Shrek Hezach Ot Ketum. Or the Maisek, Ot Ketum from Dunim Chizuk. He had a schus in that. It didn't come for him, it came for his great-great-grandchildren. Eventually we'll go in and learn Torah. So this is what the Sforno explains. Vayirid Hashem, when Hashem comes down, means it doesn't come down. Vayirid here is to descend to the depths of something, to go tiferai, to go deep and understand deep. That's the Yorod HaTorah Seifdat Hashem, the Ben Seirah. Going deep, the Yorod HaTorah Seifdat. Vayirid Hashem. Hashem looks at the Dor HaFlogah and says, where is this going to get to? Vayirid Hashem. They're terrible actions that they're doing. So he explains similarly by Stoim. It's not necessarily what's happening right now, but he looks at the hashlachot, the outcomes of everything that's going to be. That's Vayirid Hashem. Going deep. And you look at everything that comes out as a consequence. So therefore, if we summarize what we've done today, we asked a number of questions. We asked, what did the animals do so wrong? Why were they punished? We explained it wasn't really a punishment. It was a spiritual kill call that was caused through the results of the Maaseh HaAdam. Therefore, they had to be cleaned up. They had to be cleaned up for Hashem to get the purpose of the Bria. Why does the Nochash get punished first and then Adam gets punished first in the Maaseh of Noach? The question is, who is the Goyim? We asked, how did Yaakov Avinu say something which was Mishana Mina MS, And we explained to the Chasam Sofer that he had the koyach through the ma'isa of Esav in the clothes that he was wearing. And we explained also what's the expression of a Yerid Hashem, Hashem coming down and looking. All the different aspects of the incredible impact of our mitzvahs on us, on the world around us, and on others as well, that is attributed to us as well.
Thanks.